Okay, item 202.
Request of Sam Sachs to address council regarding the Rooney Rule, minority interviewing for department heads, and better access for community members applying for jobs with the city.
Okay, and I think Anna Canwit, number 203, is going to join him. So good morning,
203,
Sam.
Request of Anna Canwit to address council regarding the Rooney Rule, minority interviewing for department heads, and better access for community members applying for city jobs.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. I would like to request a couple extra minutes, if possible.
Well, since you're representing a bargaining unit and you're here with the, well, you're not formally representing a bargaining unit. Sorry, I made Anna nervous when I said, I'll give you an extra minute, but try to be brief.
Okay. I'm representing myself as a citizen.
Right. I understand, okay. But you're talking about a labor issue, so appreciate that.
Copy. Mayor Hills, members of the City Council, my name is Sam Sachs. Although you may know me as a park ranger for the City of Portland or Human Rights Commissioner, today I come to you as a concerned citizen of Portland, Oregon. Sometime in the 1940s, Ralph and Florence Sachs came to America from Vilnius, Lithuania. They arrived in Chicago and settled in Portland. My grandparents were Jewish immigrants who came to Portland for a better life in pursuit of an American dream, and they found it. My grandfather worked as a vacuum salesman, my grandmother a stay-at-home mom. They both enjoyed their lives here in Portland. Unfortunately, not everyone in Portland can relate to my grandparents' story. Many citizens of Portland, especially citizens of color, have immigrated to this wonderful city over the past 20 years, just like my grandparents. But not all have found the same happiness or realized the American dream. In fact, for many Portlanders of color who actually were born in Portland, and who have generation after generation after generation of family in this city, they still haven't found the American dream. I'm here today to ask that we commit to doing a better job of serving our communities of color and our disabled community. When I look at this council, I see commissioners who have already done a lot of great work when it comes to equity. So who better to ask than you? There are two hurdles that I see in this city for reaching the American dream. One is access to city jobs, and the other is access to advancement in leadership positions within city government. Currently, the only way to apply for a job with the city is online. This doesn't work for certain members of our community. I would like to propose the City of Portland create a pilot project to install kiosks or computers in all community centers and possibly other selected Portland buildings. This would allow for those who don't have a computer or access to one, who can't find daycare, who can't get to a library, or more importantly, who may have a disability and may need assistance or special equipment like a screen reader, to have the same opportunity to apply for a job with the city by going to one of these community centers. In my role as liaison of the Portland Commission on Disabilities, I've learned that 43% of Americans who don't have broadband at home are at a major disadvantage when it comes to finding out about jobs. I have submitted an innovation micro grant proposal to hopefully get this pilot up and running. My second proposal today is for the city to adopt a new hiring standard, similar to the Rooney Rule, whenever it fills an open bureau director position. The Rooney Rule is a state law here in Oregon and in the National Football League. It simply states that whenever a head coaching or athletic director position comes open, that school must interview one qualified minority candidate. I believe we can do the same here when it comes to bureau directors. When the rule was first implemented in the NFL, minority hiring went up 23%. Last year, there were 5 minority coaches in the NFL. 4 of them went to the playoffs. So the success speaks for itself. Currently, the City of Portland has 26 directors. Roughly 4 of them are directors of color, meaning Black, Latina, Asian, or Native American. To me, this is problematic for those employees of color working in entry-level, general, or even managerial positions, because what it says to them is that director positions in the City of Portland are virtually unattainable. This city could do something very simple and easy by committing to interviewing at least one qualified minority applicant before appointing or hiring any of the 26 directors. As a park ranger, I work with a diverse group of men and women who have hope of advancement. I want to assure that if they hope or dream of being a parks director someday, they will know the city values that dream and is committed to making the path a little smoother. If you choose to adopt this new hiring standard, I would ask that you change the name from the Rooney Rule to the Charles Jordan Standard. Recently, I spoke with Mr. Jordan's children, and they have given their blessing. In fact, they suggested the name change to Standard instead of Rule, because they feel it is more in line with what their father represented. And in my opinion, it really should be the standard of City Council to consider minority candidates every time they fill a director position. If you really want to raise the bar even higher, you could include managers as well. Charles Jordan was the first African-American city commissioner and a parks director. He set a standard we should all aim to follow. I'm here today in the spirit of his words. If change is to be, it's up to you and me. We can be that change. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Canwitt.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, Anna Canwitt, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources. I'm here in a very unusual spot today because I have never been part of the communication. So I think that's odd. I got a lot of calls. What are you doing? Mr. Sachs came to talk to me, I think, last December about would I be willing to do this. And definitely. And I'm not here because I support the Rooney Rules. Mr. Sachs and I have talked about that. I actually don't. But I am here for several reasons. A, really appreciate the work that Mr. Sachs and others have done, not only in his role as a citizen in Portland, in his role as a park ranger, 43 and other labor partners, in terms of really starting to help the city diversify our workforce, continue to partner with us to review our programs, work, et cetera, through an equity lens. So definitely want to continue to support their efforts. I think they, in the long run and the short term, we are really going to make more significant changes by having that partnership. Just briefly, what we are doing now, I think, is starting to be effective and will continue to be effective. And the concern I have over a rule is they tend to be end up sometimes when not necessarily be very effective in getting actual candidates hired. We have instituted a council's mandate bias awareness training for all of our interview panels. We think that's really key in making sure that everyone who is interviewing candidates is aware of their own biases. We have also instituted a requirement for all of our executive-level recruitments, which is not just bureau directors, but a level down from that, that we do have a person of color or female on the hiring panels. We don't mandate that across the board anymore, but we do mandate it for those types of recruitments. And also, of course, that the person is a subject matter expert as well. So we are actually getting input in terms of the job requirements. On our NeoGov, our online system, that has been a continuing source of concern. We do get lots of applications. Last year it was well over 19,000. Doesn't necessarily address the concerns that Mr. Sachs has raised. And we definitely support a program of looking at kiosks in the Portland building, if it's feasible in community centers. We've partnered with a couple of dozen organizations, but we can't track, you know, through Employment Department or SEI whether people are applying for city jobs. I mean, they don't ask when they're coming in to use a computer, what are you using it for, where are you applying, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'd be hopeful that if they're coming into the city building, we would be able to track that and see if we actually are having a broader impact on persons of color, persons with disability, people who just do not have access to a computer. So I think that would be a great step forward in making sure that our online recruitment system really is more accessible than it may be today. So thank you.
I know we're not, Mayor, deliberating today on the question, but Ranger Sachs, I would like you to, after this, schedule some time to come visit with me. We're actually launching a national search this week for a new BES director. Mm. And so I've been getting kind of a crash course in what HR and the Office of Equity believe are the new benchmarks, the new standards for how we do these searches, how we do outreach, how we ensure that we have a diverse pool.
Right.
And we've also had two focus groups, one with employees, one with external stakeholders, focusing on this. And equity and diversity was a cornerstone of their concerns. So I'd like to get the benefit of your thinking, because this will be a high-profile search where we may be able to get it right in terms of making sure at the back end we have a diverse pool of qualified candidates. And I want to make sure we do everything within our power to make that happen.
So thank you, sir. I will make an appointment.
Yeah, I appreciate you two being here together. It seems to me we've got a couple people in front of us that share some objectives and have some small disagreements about tactics, but that's something that we can work on together. I like the creative idea about using our community centers as a place for people to seek employment, as well as what other things, other public services we provide there. So I'll certainly commit to carrying on that discussion with you as somebody who's bringing good ideas forward, and with Anna, who's a committed manager to the same objectives. Again, I think there's no difference about where we want to get to. It's a question of what tools we use to get there. So I really appreciate both of you being here on the same subject, again, with the opportunity to work together. I'll help facilitate that.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have either Mr. Ridenour or Mr. Norton-Kirsten arrived? Okay. If not,